carpet, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
I want to make an announcement. This is a very important birthday for me, and not even Cousin Larry knows why. Because today, not only I turn 25, but according to Meepo's tradition, I also become a man.
Wow, what were you before?
I was 24.
I'll get it.
I'm looking for Balki Bartakomus.
I'm Balki Bartakomus. Come in.
I am Verbos Verazonas from the island of Pathos.
From Pathos? From Pathos? Everybody, he's from Pathos. Pathos is the island that is the neighbor of Meepos to the east, and Skeptos is to the west, and altogether they form the tri-island area. So you're from Pathos. It's funny. You don't look pathetic.
Well, only my father is from Pathos. My mother was born on Skeptos.
Oh, yeah, now I see it. Yeah, the nose and the mouth are definitely pathetic. And those eyes. Those are the eyes of a skeptic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Don't mention.
Thank you.
Don't mention.
Thank you.
Don't mention.
Yes, but the reason I've traveled all this way, I brought you a birthday present from your mother.
Birthday present from Mama?
Here's cookie for you.
A Muku cookie?
She sent a guy 5,000 miles to bring him a cookie.
Balki Bartakomus, in honor of your 25th birthday, allow me to present Kiki Karadopoulos, your bride-to-be.
I got Kiki and Herbos settled into the hotel.
Oh, good. And you got Marianne Flowers. She was really upset. That'll make her feel better. What are you doing?
These are for tomorrow. The bride has to walk down an aisle littered with flower petals.
Whoa, hold it. What bride? What littered aisle? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Karadopoulos Bartakomus wedding with a reception immediately following. I thought we'd put, like, three rows of chairs right here and the altar over there and...
Wait a minute. You mean you're going through with this?
Of course, and it's a done deal. The goat has already been delivered.
Goat? What goat?
It's the standard, short-form, inter-island marriage agreement. I get a bride, and Kiki's father gets a goat. Now, I thought what I would do. Let me just see, because these things are on sale. I want to just through a little bit. Yeah. And just get this works well. And then I thought this would be a good place to put the traditional Meposian bull.
All right, Balky. I've had it with traditional Meposian bull. Are you telling me you're happy marrying a woman you don't even know?
Well, of course, and she seemed very pleasant on the way to the hotel.
Are you happy marrying a woman you don't even know?
Cousin, I'm going to get to know her. We have years and years and years ahead of us.
But are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. No, I'm not happy. This marriage is gonna change everything. I'm gonna have to move out and get another place to live, and I'll have to get a second job, and Marianne and I will have to stop dating. I'd rather have my arms cut off at the knees than go through with this.
Okay, all right, good, good, good. I'm glad we got that out in the open. Now, tomorrow morning, I'll go down to the hotel and talk to Kiki. Tell her thanks, but no thanks, and get them on the next plane to the Tri-Island area.
Listen, I got to marry Kiki.
What? Wait, why? We were doing so well here for a moment. There was a connection. It was meaningful. It was succinct.
Listen, I got to explain something to you. You got to understand this. First, I could never go against Mama's wishes. And second, if I don't marry Kiki, she will be disgraced. And no other man will ever have her. And she will have to walk through the streets of Pathos wearing the scarlet letter.
The scarlet letter?
R for returned.
Balky, isn't there anything you can do to get out of this wedding?
Well, I remember when Zeppo Tsipolipopolu got out of his prearranged marriage to Michi Bumba.
Well, great! What did he do?
Well, the ground opened up and swallowed him. But, of course, and unless we have an 8.5 earthquake between now and tomorrow, I'll be a married man.
Let me get this straight. Balky is marrying someone he's only known for 16 hours?
That's right.
What is this, a whirlwind romance?
No, a birthday present.
Wow. I only got him cologne.
Well, you see, she came from Pathos, and...
I'll explain it to her, baby.
Thanks. Balky, we're almost ready.
What is it? What's wrong?
No, you look fine. Just you look like you're about to lead the charge of the light brigade.
It's the sword, isn't it?
Well, no, really, it's everything. But the sword is a big part of it.
Well, it's the traditional Meposian wedding saber.
Is it a Meposian cultural symbol of honor and courage?
No, we use it on the wedding night to keep the sheep off the bed.
Of course. Listen, Balky, there's something I want to tell you.
Cousin, if this is about the birds and the bees, I already know it. You learn a lot from watching sheep. Although if they catch you watching, they come after you. They come after you.
No, it's nothing like that. Before you go off to start your new life, I just wanted to say goodbye.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Oh, please, Balky, don't make this any harder than it already is. You know, I have trouble expressing...
emotion.
Right. She says, over the last 3 years, you've become my...
closest friend.
Right. When you showed up on my doorstep, you just made me
feel
so
needed.
And I'm really gonna
miss me, and I'm gonna miss you too, cousin. That wasn't so hard to say.
I guess I really opened up.
Larry, that surprise is ready.
Oh, Balky, I have a wedding present for you. I called Meepos and had them get your mama on the phone so that she could listen to the wedding ceremony.
Oh, cousin. Only you would have thought of a present as wonderful as that. Thank you. Well, I better go say Dazu Odo yo ye to mama.
Better pack my things so that I may leave after the wedding.
Well, I guess you'll be happy to get back to Pathos.
I don't think I'll ever be happy again.
Is something wrong?
I'm in love with Kiki.
Phaerbos, that's great!
No, it's terrible. I'm in love with Matherman's wife.
Not yet, she's not, because we can still call off this stupid wedding.
No, we can't call off this stupid wedding.
What do you mean we can't call off this stupid wedding? You're in love with Kiki.
Yes, but she's not in love with me.
Just tell me if this headpiece is too tight.
I want to die.
I'll loosen it.
The headpiece is fine. My life is miserable.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Balky is one of the finest human beings on the face of the earth.
I'm sure he is fine. But I am in love with Phaerbos.
Kiki, this is wonderful. Now we can call off this stupid wedding.
No, we can't. It's too late for me to tell Phaerbos how I feel about him.
But I don't understand. Why is it too late to tell Phaerbos how you feel? He may feel the same way about you.
He doesn't even know I'm alive. If I told him how I feel, I would only be rejected and humiliated, and then I would have to throw myself into the ocean halfway home. Because there's no way I'm walking around with that R on my chest.
Marianne.
Balky.
Marianne, I want you to know that even though I'm marrying Kiki, it will take me years and years before I can begin to feel about her the way I already feel about you. Marianne, I'm so sorry that you've been hurt. Maybe it would have been better if I never come to America.
Oh, Balky, don't say that. I'm glad you came to America. If you hadn't, I never would have met you. I don't regret a thing, except maybe this marriage business.
Do you think that we can still be friends?
Of course we can still be friends.
Come on, Marianne. I'll get you a good seat. I know the groom. You sit right up in front.
I assume you must be the groom. I'm Reverend Bacon.
Oh, I'm Balky Bartok. pardon my saber. Thank you for coming on such short notice. You know, usually we have Mookie, the oldest man on the island, come down from Mount Meepos to perform the wedding, but since the trip would kill him, we decided to go with someone local.
Well, you're not to worry. I think I can handle it. I'm used to performing strange weddings. I used to live in California.
I wrote out the Meeposian wedding vows for you in English, in case you're not familiar with them.
What's that word?
Dysentery.
Balky, I think Mama wants to talk to you.
Balky?
Oh.
There's your Mama. Oh, yeah. Lots of staticky. Kitekime, Mama. Oh, bo. Monarchy comesto, mahi, but. Oh, he bent them and pratikaktiki, Mama. Kushiki, tushiki. Edix. Okay, later, babe. Cousin Larry. Okay, cousin. This is it.
Balky, do I really have to do this part?
Cousin, this is one of the most sacred parts of the Meeposian wedding ceremony. The best man has to give the groom away.
All right, let's get this over with. Here today to join together in holy matrimony, Balky Bartokomus, humble sheep herder turned big city mailroom executive, and Kiki Karadopoulos, daughter of Attila and Chichi Karadopoulos.
Kiki makes a lovely bride, doesn't she?
Lonely,
yeah.
People.
Too bad she's in love with Verbos.
Yeah.
What?
Unfortunately, he doesn't know she's alive.
Yes, he does. He's crazy about her.
That's wonderful. Now we can call off this stupid wedding.
The exchange of rings is a symbol of the marriage relationship, which lasts forever and ever and ever. And ever. Do you, Balky Bartokomus, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Stop the ceremony! The wrong people are getting married here. Kiki is in love with Verbos, and Verbos is in love with Kiki.
You love me?
You love me?
You love each other?
That's great! The wedding's off! Everybody's happy! Am I missing something here? Shouldn't we all be doing the dance of joy? Yes, of course we should. Everybody grab a partner. Here we go. Die.
Go, this don't change anything.
Why not?
Because Meepo's tradition says that I still have to marry Kiki. The wedding has to go on as planned.
What is it with you people? Kiki and Verbos are in love. Doesn't that mean anything?
Becky!
Lang, Mama. Mama says that she wants to call off the wedding. Oh, wait a minute. There's bad news. Kiki's parents don't want to give back the goat.
You mean two people are going to have their lives ruined? Three people are going to have their lives ruined four people...
Listen!
A bunch of people are gonna have their lives ruined over a stupid goat?
It's not a stupid goat, it's Linky. He's gifted. Oh, okay, babe, you're the boss.
So what did she say?
She said that a deal was made and a goat was delivered and the marriage must take place. But she did suggest one small change.
I didn't like the way it began, but I sure liked the way it ended. Are we still on for hot chocolate later?
Dead horses couldn't drag me away. I'll bring the marshmallows, my little lamb kebab.
Come on, Marianne.
Bye.
Well, Balky, right about now, the newlyweds should be enjoying the wedding present I gave them. A night stay in the bridal suite of the Evanston Econo Lodge.
Listen, thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'd be down at the Econo Lodge right now eating pork rinds and watching my pathetic bride cry her eyes out. I forgot about Mama.
Is she still on the phone?
Who?
Mama. Say goodbye. I'm gonna have to take out a loan to pay for this call. What'd she say?
She said she's not gonna get off the phone until we do the dance of joy.
Die, 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 die. Hey, 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 hey. Bye, babe.